Good morning and welcome to Richard August, the autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. This is Yea, the Bible saith this. And we shall continue reading in the book of Exodus today from my 1560 Geneva Bible, as usual. Today's reading shall be from Exodus chapters 10 through 12. And here we go. We begin with a brief prayer. Lord, open thou our hearts to hear, and by thy word to us draw near. Let us thy word still pure retain. Let us thy children and heirs remain. In Jesus' name, amen. We begin with Exodus chapter 10. Again the Lord said unto Moses, Go unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I might work these my miracles in the midst of his realm. And that thou mayest declare in the ears of thy son and of thy son's son what things I have done in Egypt, and my miracles which I have done among them, that ye may know that I am the Lord. Then Moses and Aaron came unto Pharaoh, and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, How long wilt thou refuse to humble thyself before me? Let my people go, that they may serve me. But if thou refuse to let my people go, behold, tomorrow I will bring grasshoppers unto thy coasts, and they shall cover the face of the earth, that a man cannot see the earth. And they shall eat the residue which remaineth unto you, and hath escaped from the hail, and they shall eat all your trees that bud in the field. And they shall fill thine houses and all thy servants' houses, and the houses of all the Egyptians, as neither thy fathers nor thy fathers' fathers have seen, since the time they were upon the earth unto this day. So he returned and went out from Pharaoh. Then Pharaoh's servants said unto him, How long shall he be an offense unto us? Let the men go, that they may serve the Lord their God. Wilt thou first know yet Egypt is destroyed? So Moses and Aaron were brought again unto Pharaoh, and he said unto them, Go, serve the Lord your God. But who are they that shall go? And Moses answered, We will go with our young and with our old, with our sons and with our daughters, and with our sheep and with our cattle will we go, for we must celebrate a feast unto the Lord. And he said unto them, Let the Lord so be with you, as I will let you go and your children. Behold, for evil is before your face. It shall not be so. Now go ye, that ye are men, and serve the Lord. For that was your desire. Thus they were thrust out from Pharaoh's presence. After ye, Lord said unto Moses, Stretch out thine hand upon the land of Egypt, for the grasshoppers, that they may come upon the land of Egypt and eat all the herbs of the land, even all that the hail hath left. Then Moses stretched forth his rod upon the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind upon the land all that day and all that night, and in the morning ye east wind brought the grasshoppers. So the grasshoppers went up upon all the land of Egypt, and remained in all quarters of Egypt. So grievous grasshoppers, like to these, were never before, neither after them shall be such. For they covered all the face of the earth, so that the land was dark, and they did eat all the herbs of the land, and all the fruits of the trees which ye held had left. For yet there was no green thing left upon the trees, nor among ye herbs of the field throughout all the land of Egypt. Therefore Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron in haste, and said, I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you. And now forgive me my sin only this once, and pray unto the Lord your God that he may take away from me this death only. Moses then went out from Pharaoh and prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord turned a mighty strong west wind, and took away the grasshoppers, and violently cast them into the Red Sea, so that there remained not one grasshopper in all the coast of Egypt. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not let the children of Israel go. Again the Lord said unto Moses, Stretch out thine hand toward heaven, yet there may be upon ye land of Egypt darkness, even darkness that may be felt. Then Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a black darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. No man saw another, neither rose up from the place where he was for 3 days, but all the children of Israel had light where they dwelt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and said, Go, serve the Lord. Only your sheep and your cattle shall abide, and your children shall go with you. Then Moses said, Thou must give us also sacrifices and burnt offerings, that we may do sacrifice unto the Lord our God. Therefore our cattle also shall go with us. There shall not be an hoof be left, for thereof must we take to serve the Lord our God, neither do we know how we shall serve the Lord until we come hither. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go. And Pharaoh said unto them, Get thee from me. Look, thou see my face no more, for whensoever thou comest in my sight, thou shalt die. Then Moses said, Thou hast said well. From henceforth will I see thy face no more. Exodus chapter 11. Now the Lord had said unto Moses, Yet will I bring one plague more upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. After that he will let you go hence. When he letteth you go, he shall at once chase you hence. Speak thou now to the people, that every man require of his neighbor, and every woman of her neighbor, jewels of silver and jewels of gold. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Also Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. And Moses said, Thus saith ye Lord, about midnight will I go out into ye midst of Egypt. And all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth on his throne, unto the firstborn of the maidservant that is at the mill, and all the firstborn of beasts. Then there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as never none like nor shall be. But against none of the children of Israel shall a dog move his tongue, neither against man nor beast, that ye may know that the Lord putteth a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. And all these thy servants shall come down unto me, and fall before me, saying, Get thee out, and all the people that are at thy feet, and after this will I depart. So he went out from Pharaoh, very angry. And the Lord said unto Moses, Pharaoh shall not hear you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. So Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh, but the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he suffered not the children of Israel to go out of his land. Finally, chapter 12. Then the Lord spake to Moses and to Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be to you the first month of the year. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth of this month let every man take unto him a lamb according to the house of the fathers, a lamb for an house. If the household be too little for the lamb, he shall take his neighbor, which is next to his house, according to the number of the persons. Every one of you, according to his eating, shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of a year old. Ye shall take it of the lambs, one of the kids, and ye shall keep it until the 14th day of this month. Then all the multitude of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at even. After they shall take of the blood, and strike it on the two posts, and on the upper doorpost of the houses, where they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh ye same night, roast with fire, and unleavened bread. With sour herbs shall they eat it. Eat not thereof raw, boiled, nor sodden in water, but roast with fire, both his head, his feet, and his pertinence. And ye shall reserve nothing of it unto the morning, but that which remaineth of it unto the morrow shall ye burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staves in your hands, and ye shall eat it in haste, for it is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt the same night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And I will execute judgment upon all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be a token for you upon the houses where ye are. So when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you unto destruction, when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you a remembrance, and ye shall keep it an holy feast unto the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it holy by an ordinance forever. 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread, and in any case ye shall put away leaven the first day out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel. And in the first day shall be an holy assembly. Also in the seventh day shall be an holy assembly unto you. No work shall be done in them, save about that which every man must eat. That only may ye do. Ye shall keep also the feast of unleavened bread. For that same day I will bring your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe this day throughout your posterity by an ordinance forever. In the first month and in the 14th month, day of the month, at even, ye shall eat unleavened bread unto the 21st day of the month at even. 7 days shall no leaven be found in your houses, for whosoever eateth leavened bread, that person shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. Ye shall eat no leavened bread, but in all your habitations shall ye eat unleavened bread. Then Moses called all the elders of Israel, and said unto them, Choose out, and take you for every of your households a lamb, and kill the Passover. And take a bunch of hyssop, and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the door cheeks with the blood that is in the basin. Lest, and let none of you go out at the door of his house until the morning. For the Lord will pass by to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two door cheeks, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come into your houses to plague you. Therefore shall ye observe this thing as an ordinance, both for thee and thy sons forever. And when ye shall come into the land which the Lord will give you, as he hath promised, then ye shall keep this service. And when your children ask you, What service is this ye keep? Then ye shall say, It is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, which passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians, and preserved our houses. Then the people bowed themselves and worshipped. So the children of Israel went, and as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. Now at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne, unto the firstborn of the captive that was in prison, and all the firstborn of beasts. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was no house where there was not one dead. And he called to Moses and to Aaron by night and said, Rise up, get you out from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go serve the Lord as ye have said. Take also your sheep and your cattle, as ye have said, and depart, and bless me also. And the Egyptians did force the people, because they would send them out of the land in haste, for they said, We die all. Therefore the people took their dough before it was leavened, even their dough-bound and clothes upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the saying of Moses, and they asked of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and they granted their request. So they spoiled the Egyptians. Then the children of Israel took their journey from Ramesses to Succoth, about 600,000 men of foot, besides children, and a great multitude of sundry sorts of people went out with them, and sheep and beeves and cattle in great abundance. And they baked the dough which they brought out of Egypt, and made unleavened cakes, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt, neither could they tarry, nor yet prepare themselves victuals. So the dwelling of the children of Israel, while they dwelt in Egypt, was 430 years. And when the 430 years were expired, even the selfsame day, departed all the hosts of the Lord out of the land of Egypt. It is a night to be kept holy to the Lord, because he brought them out of the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord, which all the children of Israel must keep throughout their generations. Also the Lord said unto Moses and Aaron, This is the law of the Passover. No stranger shall eat thereof. But every servant that is bought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. A stranger or an hired servant shall not eat thereof. In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt carry none of the flesh out of the house, neither shall ye break a bone thereof. All the congregation of Israel shall observe it. But if a stranger dwell with thee, and will observe the Passover of ye Lord, let him circumcise all the males that belong unto him, and then let him come and observe it, and he shall be as one that is born in the land, for none uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. One law shall be to him that is born in the land, and to the stranger that dwelleth among you. Then all the children of Israel did as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. And the selfsame day did the Lord bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies. May God add his richest blessing to this reading of his holy word for today. Thank you for watching and listening. This has been Richard August, the autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. Yea, the Bible saith this. Please join me tomorrow for continued readings in the book of Exodus.